We have to get on our own resources in America. If we do, we can cut out 60% of OPEC oil.
Oil, natural gas, wind, water, solar, nuclear.
Industries of energy.
We've got fantastic opportunities to use new technologies to secure the American people and at the same time be better stewards of the environment.
You have questions. We have answers.
Listen carefully.
You can't really be against hydrofracking and say you're an environmentalist because immediately the default options are fuels that are much less clean.
For the next hour, Sean Wilson and Butch Black explore the energy industry with new and interviews from around the corner and around the globe.
Nuclear is one of the directions that we should innovate in.
The Exploring Energy Show begins now.
A very, very good Thursday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to get myself put together here, get my sock put on this microphone. There we go. Butch Black is still down in Arkansas. I understand his wife's mother, his mother-in-law, was having some medical situations. So we're praying for his family and his speedy return. Got Professor Paul Michael Wiebe slated for the 8:30 at the bottom of the hour. So he's going to be joining us today. So glad to have you with us today here on the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Boy, it has been hot. Anyway, here's what's going to be hot at Elk City Meals on Wheels today, 1510 West 9th Street. You can call in your order, 225-5821. You're not going to find a cheaper, better meal in town. $5 for senior citizens, $6 for anybody else. Open from 11 to 1. Those prices include your drink and your dessert, by the way. And here's what's on the menu today on this sixth day of August. I mean, August 4th. I'm sorry. I'm getting myself ahead here. It is smashed potatoes and gravy. Yes, smashed potatoes and gravy, fried okra salad rolls, and chocolate pudding. The main entree, steak fingers. So steak fingers, mashed potatoes and gravy, fried okra salad rolls, chocolate pudding. That's what's on the menu today at Elk City Meals on Wheels. Throw them a few extra bucks, but this is how they help fund this valuable program here in Elk City, is through their dining area. It's one of their revenue sources. So get in there and help them out. Get yourself a good, cheap, great meal, and help a great program. All military veterans, first Monday of each month. They'll begin at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Christ Family Center. That's at 2nd and Adams Church of Christ, but the actual address is on 3rd Street. It's Nagel Snappy Sack's old building, just west of Walgreens. Can't miss it. Come on, get to know your fellow veterans. Various subjects will be discussed at every meeting, along with some great stories. Coffee will be provided. They'd enjoy your presence, so come on out. American Legion Post 181, first Monday of each month. All military veterans, no matter what branch of the service you served in or when you served, you are eligible, and they would love to have you come. Okay, I'm going to give you this phone number. I think they have one spot left in the Bobby Joe Cudd Memorial Golf Tournament that's going to be held next Friday the 12th there at Boiling Springs. Beautiful golf course, in great shape. Good time to get up there and see a lot of industry professionals as well. You'll see a lot of your friends, I guarantee it. 405-826-5905. This is the phone number, Starla Odom, 405-826-5905. Or you can go to TSOGC.com. It's a 7 a.m. tea time. I know Gabe and I are going to be up there with Randy and Terry Morse. We'll be playing and representing Exploring Energy. August 12th. Here's that phone number again, 405-826-5905 or TSOGC.com on the World Wide Web. Tell Starley heard about it here on the show. Here's what's coming up, too. This Friday, tomorrow, Park activities free to the public thanks to your friends and neighbors at ConocoPhillips. Talk to Summer Dupree and also Matt Ham, all the good folks at ConocoPhillips. They are, well, you're going to have the carousel is going to be open. There's going to be putt-putt open. There's going to be train rides. There's going to be free bottled water and snow cones. This is all free from 5 to 9 tomorrow at Ackley Park. It's their back-to-school celebration. People of all ages are encouraged to attend, so you don't have to have school kids. But again, the train rides will be open, the carousel will be open, the putt-putt will be open. You don't even have to be from Elk City. Anybody and everybody is welcome. Thanks to the good folks at ConocoPhillips at Ackley Park. Their activities free to the public tomorrow from 5 to 9 there at Ackley Park. So get on by and get yourself some of that good stuff and tell these folks thank you for what it is they're allowing our kids and our people to enjoy. ConocoPhillips do a lot of great things. Okay, well, you know, you guys remember way back when that earthquake that happened near Pawnee in Cushing. So partial settlement of the Pawnee and Cushing earthquakes are available through a class action lawsuit. Oklahomans who suffered earthquake damage near Pawnee may be eligible to participate in a $850,000 class action settlement. According to a recent notification, a settlement was reached in a lawsuit involving the operations of wastewater disposal wells by Eagle Road Oil, LLC, between November 15, 2014, and the effective date. A series of powerful earthquakes registering more than 5.0 in magnitude rocked the area within a 50-mile radius of Pawnee as well as Cushing. Although Eagle Road denies the allegations contained in the class action lawsuit, it has settled the lawsuit. The lawsuit will continue against the remaining non-settling defendants, Cummings Oil Company, Territory Resources, and InterVest Operating Company. If approved, settlement proceeds will be available to eligible participants based on qualified claims. So this kind of tells you how fast the court system is. Okay, but the deadline to submit a claim is December 29th of this year, 2014, November 15, 2014. Craziness. But yeah, I remember when that happened and it was all over the news and it was, and everybody, that's when they really started looking at the correlation of the disposal wells and the injection of wastewater back into the ground and causing the fissures of the tectonic plates to move. That's for us calling it, you know, causing an earthquake. At first, you know, it's fracturing. I mean, they were just pointing their fingers. They're fracturing rock, so that's got to be what's doing it. And I think just the word fracturing is what kind of set the, was the key word there. So I don't know. But anyway, yeah. 2014 now. Man, I mean, there's just all kinds of story. Blue Knight Energy Partners reports lower earnings as it prepares for a merger. So, which is not uncommon whenever there's a merger in the mix. But Blue Knight Energy Partners reported its financial results for the second quarter were down from the previous year. Income from continuing operations for the Tulsa-based company was $6.3 million in the second quarter of this year, compared to $7.1 million for the same period in 2021. The year-over-year decrease was primarily due to non-reoccurring legal and professional fees related to the proposed merger with Ergon, and higher depreciation and amortization expenses. So that's going to be one of the few. But I guarantee it, there are like Ovintiv, their second quarter results showed double shareholder returns and the highest quarterly cash flow in more than a decade. Of course, Ovintiv is very active in the Oklahoma stack play. I mean, in other places also. But Denver is where they're based out of. They're Ovintiv, Inc., they had strong activity in Oklahoma stack play, reported second quarter net earnings of $1.36 billion, with $1 billion, and the highest quarterly cash flow in more than a decade. Its cash flow was $1.22 billion, while free cash flow totaled $713 million. Net earnings totaled about $1.36 billion after tax, or 5.21 per diluted share. So Ovintiv, of course, it reported it reduced its debt by $610 million and expects to achieve a $3 billion net debit target before the end of the year. So that is that's going to be some stuff, too, as well. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be back with more. And don't forget, we've got Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, our Washington insider, also the executive director of the Institute for Geopolitical of Energy and Strategic Resources. Coming up, don't you dare go anywhere. We'll be back. Continue right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
Farmers trust Farm Bureau agent Mickey Lively because he's a farmer himself.
I think they trust me because I can relate to them to begin with. I mean, I farm, I run cattle, I understand their business, I understand, you know, what needs to be protected, how it needs to be protected. I understand how important, I mean, that's their life, that's their livelihood. And I understand they need, you know, they need insurance on that tractor. They need to make sure that those cattle are insured if a storm comes through, because if it damages that stuff, they just lost their business. I get that. I understand it. I live the same life. I enjoy it, and I understand what they do. To me, that's something of a little bit of comfort level. People know they can call me anytime, and they can. I mean, I really mean that. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. And my job is to protect your business. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
A person who has never smiled can start smiling. There's just a look on their face that completely changes. And when we give them a mirror and show them their new smile, there's nothing that warms my heart more. I had a gentleman in his 50s. And his whole life, he never had a front tooth. His front tooth was stuck up in the bone. He had been to dentists before, but nobody really talked to him about his options. That was just the most rewarding thing. And afterwards, he sent me the sweetest card about how the Lord put a smile on his heart, but I put a smile on his face. And that's pretty rewarding. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, JamieCameronDDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
The business I've done with Oilfield, they got to see your face. They got to see somebody coming in to see them. Whether it's weekly, biweekly, monthly, whatever the customer prefers, that's what we're going to do. We sell all types of industrial hose and fittings. Hydraulic hose, oilfield suction hose, lay flat hose, all types of fittings, hydraulic fittings, cam lock fittings. We also carry black pipe fittings, air brake fittings for semis, brass ball valves. In the oilfield, sometimes you get a call for a crazy, hey, can you get this? And you go find it for them. Oilfield or agriculture. So if your farmer need a hose built, you can come in. We'll build it. You're a oilfield customer and need us to come out and see you, we'll come out and see you and take an order or pick up a hose, build it, bring it back to you. My company is American Hose and Supply. Come by and see us at 2111 South Main, Elk City, Oklahoma, in Camrock Building next to Fred's, or call me at 580-821-4413. 821-4413.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Sower, sustaining Oklahoma's energy resources. You can get on sowerok.com, www.sowerok.com. They've got some upcoming educational some situations. SPCC training is going on this morning. I don't think you can still register, but if you are late and like to maybe see, you can try to get a hold of Tawny Kloss, 405-601-2098. That's this morning from 11 to 12. That's the phone number again, 405-601-2098. It'll be from 11 to 12 this morning. But also, you can get on and get yourself registered for the Packers Plugs and Retainers. That's August the 23rd. And that's going to be also at a Zoom meeting from 11 to 12. Cost is free for that one as well. Also, the Sower Connect app, it's a native app, meaning it can easily be accessed in remote locations without Wi-Fi or internet. It's available for free download now in the App Store for Android and or iOS. All one word, Sower Connect. And the 25th anniversary OK Oil Expo coming up. That is October the 13th. Mike Rowe with America's Dirtiest Jobs, which that show is coming back on the air in 2022. Dirtiest Jobs 2.0. He's going to be up there. There's going to be a lot of special activities going on because it is the silver anniversary. We'll be there. If you'd like to be there or you'd like to find out more about what's happening there at the Expo or the John C. Godwin Memorial Golf Tournament the day before at Lincoln Park, go to OKOilExpo.com. OKOilExpo.com. Okay, now I am going to try to initiate a phone call to my good friend and a friend of the show, Mr. Paul Michael Wiebe. And I'm going to see if this is going to work. We'll make this happen. We'll just do this right here. So, Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. Good morning, Professor. Professor, are you there?
I am here. Man, how are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. A little later here than it is where you're at, but I appreciate you taking our call. Oh, Professor, so many things going on right now.
Yes, sir.
With Nancy Pelosi and her world tour as she continues to try to get out of her drunken state, as she tries to quote Benjamin Franklin, our past president. Come on, woman, are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
But let's talk. I mean, Professor, there are some ramifications of this little jaunt that she took. I mean, she was going and she wasn't going, and then so many things. So, Professor, where do we stand on this deal right now?
Well, we have a lot of things going on. With wacko, wino Nancy's trip to Taiwan. And I just want to tease the audience here a little bit. Maybe we'll start this off in detail after the break, because there are all kinds of issues dealing with her trip, not just what has been in the public spotlight,
right,
but also things like her roundabout trip to Taiwan, her near collision with a China Air passenger jet that no one's talking about.
What?
We'll break the news. We will break the news right here in Exploring Energy after the break, if you don't mind. So, but we have a couple of things here, a couple of interesting political tidbits. Sean, if you don't mind, we can.
I don't mind at all. Let's rock in.
Speak to us. Well, first of all, I want everyone in the audience to know that Sleepy Joe is very considerate of other people not wanting to catch his COVID. As you know, he's had COVID now for 2 months, 3 months in a row.
How convenient, like, huh?
Yeah, you know. And it's like never. And this is despite the fact he's had 17, vaccinations, 47 different boosters, he just can't shake it. What can you do? Yeah. So there was a photograph of Joe a day or two ago, a very recent photograph. He's on the phone because he doesn't want to, physically come in contact with people. He's a very, very considerate guy. So he had to have an important phone call with his national security team somewhere down the hall, presumably, at the White House. So he called his national security team. They're talking about the Philippines and Ukraine and stuff like that. So he made sure, and the photograph is up there, he made sure that when he picked up the phone, he put his mask on.
Well, that can be transmitted right down through those phone lines.
Well, those COVID molecules, they're smart little things. They enter your cell phone and they go down the wires. Navigate. They're clever little things.
So I wonder who's on the other side of the camera, Professor. You reckon it was just a selfie situation he had set up?
Well, they've got remotes over there, so no one has to be in the room, right? They got cameras.
Well, were they at the original White House or the one they built across the road or the one in, who knows? You know what I'm saying?
There's one in Hollywood. There's one at some of the military. They got lots of White Houses all.
Oh,
there are a lot of Bidens. There are a lot of Bidens as well.
I thought he was calling people to find out how come all the Trump-backed people are winning elections right and left.
Well, here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. So now the big news, because, Joe was on the phone, because we have our sources. Exploring Energy has exclusive sources, as the audience knows. And, you know, we have our sources right in the White House, right, you know, near the president. He doesn't know it, but... he's on the phone, and he's talking about Arizona. So, what's happening in Arizona? Well, they had the primaries in Arizona on Tuesday, and on the Republican side, all of the America First, MAGA, pro-Trump candidates won, you know, big, and with big margins, you know. So, except the gubernatorial race. The gubernatorial race is between Carrie Lake, who was endorsed by President Trump,
right,
and Karen Robson, who's the sort of protege of the long-deceased John McCain. And John McCain, as we know, was like an oligarch, right? We have these political oligarchs, and they hang around for 50 years. They own this thing. So you got McCain in Arizona, Harry Reid in Nevada, Mitt Romney in Utah, Lindsey Graham in South Carolina.
Bird from
Mitch
West
McConnell
Virginia.
In Kentucky. You know, these are oligarchs. I mean, we got our own set of oligarchs. We should be proud of that, you know? So the McCain mafia out there, as they call it, was getting eviscerated by the MAGA pro-Trump forces, except for the gubernatorial. Now, here's the thing. They're still counting votes in Arizona. This is, you know, Florida counted all their votes in one day.
Yep.
Okay? So... In the Phoenix area, Maricopa County, which everyone, you know, knows, big mess up there. So right now, Carrie Lake is leading by about 11, 12,000 votes over the Rhino candidate, with only 82% of the vote in as of this morning. So everyone knows there's something going on here. You know, they're not going to have any additional vote count until after 9 p.m. Central tonight.
You know, Fox News, okay? Fox News called the presidential election 2 minutes. Oh, hey, Arizona for Biden. Arizona for Biden. Yeah. And now, 24 hours later, they still haven't called this race.
Yeah. And it's into the third day, Sean. And who knows how long this is going to last. And, you know, there's a lot of speculation. Maybe, this gives them a couple of days to, you know, fool around with the ballots, right? And things like that. Now, they would never do that. We know there is no cheating ever in the United States. There is never, never any election fraud. No way. So we'll see what happens. Like I said, you know, there's still a lot of votes to come in.
Have they given a reason why it's taken so long? I mean, is there a pipe broken? I mean, is there a toilet backed up? What have they given reasons? I haven't seen any reason for this. Now, one thing I saw was one area ran out of paper ballots like 20 minutes into voting, so then they had to back up and do some other things. So do you have any idea what their excuse is besides needing time to fabricate votes?
Well, you know, I mean, there has not been any official reasoning or excuse right now. It's just a tremendous workload, you know, counting those votes, especially when you do it by electronic voting machines that
are never online.
They're unsinkable, like the Titanic, you know? You never have any faults.
So what do your sparrows say? Is she going to win it? Do you think Carrie Lake's going to win the nomination? Or do you think this is just that since it's taken so long, the nefarious actions will swing it the other way?
Well, I think what's going to happen is I do think she's going to win. And I think the reason she's going to win is that everyone and his brother is watching this thing like a hawk, right?
Right.
It's not like 2020 when it took everyone by surprise. So you have all, you know, you have the, especially the conservative media out there in full force watching everything. And if they pull a stunt and she loses, you know, all hell's going to break loose. And it, all this will do is further reinforce the belief, rightly so, that we have systemic election fraud in the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because the rest of the MAGA slate won by big margins, you know? So why would, in her particular case, and she's in a very high profile, and she's very much like, you know, like you, Sean, and Butch. She was, you know, a media person, a news reporter, and anchor, you know? So, like, if you guys ran, you know, I'm sure 100,000 votes easy, you know, margin. Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Oh, so, Professor.
So this is going to be very interesting to watch. I do believe she's already, you know, won the race, but whether or not they're going to try and rig it against her, we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, now they're even messing with the Republican primaries, not so much against the Democratic opponent. That's where this is just getting crazy. Professor, can you stick around? I want to continue this visit. I know I want to get into this Pelosi deal because, man, that's some breaking news. And we got it right here. Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, Executive Director, Institute for the Geopolitics of Energy and Strategic Resources, our Washington, D.C. insider. We'll continue our visit right after this.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch. If you're like most people in business, you use a computer to get your everyday tasks done. And if something goes wrong with it, you're looking for someone to help you get it fixed and fast. These days, you can't function efficiently without one. Computers save us time and money. So here's my question to you. Who are you going to call when you have computer problems? The innovative technology team near Atwoods in Elk City can help. Wouldn't it be handy to call someone that's willing to come to you and fix the issue? You can even bring your computer in and they'll take a look at it. Think of the peace of mind you'll have, a team of computer people you can call when issues arise. And they will. Just pick up the phone, give them a call at 243-1559, 243-1559. They'll come right out and get you back up and running again. They have IT plans that'll work for any business. Innovative technology serving Elk City and the surrounding area since 1981. 243-1559 and check them out online at itlpros.com.
A lot of the people that I work on their trucks, that's how they make a living. If it's sitting there, they're not making any money. I'm not making any money. I have lost work because I've said, listen, I can't get to it for 2 weeks, and they find somebody who can get to it quicker, and that's fine with me. As long as they're okay with it, I'm okay with it. I think there's certain shops, and not necessarily here in Elk City, just shops in general, they want every job that they can get. I mean, I do too, but I know how much I can handle. I'll tell them, you know, hey, I can get it in the shop and I can see what all we need. I can get parts ordered. Depending on the time frame on parts, I can have it done at this time.
I'm Brody Rice, and I'm your diesel mechanic. Western Oklahoma's TDC Services. From the bumper to the mud flap, we will repair anything between above and below. From the TA truck stop on I-40 between Sarah and Elk City, 2.5 miles straight north on the east side of the road. Just call 580-729-0386. 729-0386.
Looking for something sweet? Stop. ZNR Snack Bar is the newest hit in town. Tara and her family have figured out the secret. They have treats available all day long, but they can also take special orders on anything from weddings to birthdays to graduations or any other get-together you could possibly be having. This is where cravings and creation collide. ZNR Snack Bar, located at 202 South Randall in Elk City. 580-374-2476.
ZNR Snack Bar.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is? Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Sean Wilson and Butch Black with the Exploring Energy Show return now.
Show brought to you in part by American Hose and Supply. If it's an emergency, you need hoses, you need connections, you need fittings, you need them now. They'll take care of it. And if you want them to come by and stock you up regularly or just come by and see you regularly, you set up whatever schedule you want, weekly, twice a week, every other week, once a month, it's up to you. Keep your machinery up and running. Keep yourself making money. American Hose and Supply inside Camrock on South Main Street in Elk City next to Fred's Steakhouse. Or call 821-4413, 821-4413. Tell them we sent you. And Presidio still has a mechanic position open at their Elk City office if you're interested. Well, please email your resume to mwoodis@presidiopetroleum.com. mwoodis@presidiopetroleum.com or go to their website, bypresidio.com. Click on the careers tab for more information on that and other positions that may be available. All right, getting right back to it. Our man inside, our guy, our exclusive exclusive insider is he's got bugs all over the place and professor. So, all right, now we've talked about Brandon needing to use a mask while he's on a phone call for people down the. Down the hallway, and then, of course, the thing that's going on in Arizona right now with the election. But this Nancy Pelosi thing, I mean, I remember when this all started floating, and they're like, okay, she will, but it's not on her itinerary, she won't. You said she was going to go, and she did. Now, they didn't shoot down her plane, but what is this other little interesting tidbit that you put about a near mid-air collision?
Well, that's right, and her flight path brings us to a near mid-air collision, and there's a map of it that folks can look at. You know, I did a screenshot on the flight tracker, and that was around 4 a.m. in the morning, Central Time. Sean, the things I do for this broadcast.
Oh, I know, man. I know.
You know? I mean, 4 a.m. in the morning, and there I am, you know, just doing these screenshots, you know? But thank God it's Las Vegas, so, you know, that's normal.
Right, yeah. The morning. City that never sleeps, right.
That's right. So this flight path that she took, we're going to talk now about this almost mid-air collision, but also it has a lot to do with oil and gas. And, you know, semiconductors, we'll get all into that. So here's what happened. So she leaves Malaysia near Singapore, right?
Right.
And the flight path, the normal flight path from there to Taiwan is basically a straight shot south to north, five-hour flight.
Right.
An easy flight, no problem. And she doesn't even have to cross over Chinese territory or whatever. However, not this time around. No. The U.S. government plane she's on takes a pathway almost heading to Australia. And so they're going east, way east. And they're flying over Borneo. And Borneo is the land of King Kong. You
right.
Know? Yeah. Okay. And there's nothing in Borneo. There are no other planes within 300-400 miles of where she is right now. And eventually, of course, they take a right angle and eventually go north. And that whole trip, that whole flight path is about 10 hours instead of 5 hours. Kind of weird, but we'll explain that in a second. So she's flying over Borneo, okay, in the middle of nowhere. And all of a sudden, I see this China Air passenger airliner, maybe with no passengers, coming up, you know, from the south. I'm watching this thing. I'm saying to myself, they're going to intersect, you know? And lo and behold, and you can see the screenshot with the red colored
right.
plane, hers, and the yellow colored plane, the China Air, they actually, this thing, and they're both traveling around 550 miles, 600 miles an hour. And there's nothing around. It's just empty air. And closer, they actually intersect. That China Air was flying at 39,000 feet. And Nancy's U.S. government plane was flying at 35,000. And so the difference is
4,000 feet.
That's not much when you start talking about those kind of aircraft.
Not much at all. And we got a lot of folks out there who know how to fly. And, 4,000 feet and you're flying in around 550, 600 miles an hour. That's kind of interesting. So that China Air flight, they knew what they were doing. They came real, real close, okay? And, of course, this is not reported anywhere except here exclusively with proof on Exploring Energy broadcast.
Professor, and then you got Nancy Pelosi, spouting off that we're supporting Taiwan, as an independent nation and all that. And then you've got people here in Washington, D.C. saying, we're allied, but we don't support that. And who's in charge?
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, who's in charge? Because, I mean, even the presidential spokesperson, she wouldn't commit. It's like, I can't comment on the speaker. I'll have her speak for herself,
For herself.
I don't know.
Sometimes it's difficult for Nancy to speak for herself, as we all know.
Well, now she started quoting Benjamin Franklin like he was a past president and then butchered the whole thing. Of course, over there is going to know, what I'm saying?
Well, before we get to that, we're going to get to that because it's very important. So she takes this flight path, right?
Right.
And a huge detour. So here's what I think may have happened. In the, back channel discussions, and of course we have bugs all over the White House.
Right.
Yes. It looks very possible that before she ever landed, Beijing and Washington cut a deal. Now, what kind of deal? Well, if you look at that flight path, and we have that on screen too, she bypassed totally the South China Sea. And of course, that's been a big, big territorial dispute between China and the surrounding countries like Philippines and Vietnam and Malaysia. Because, as we all know, the South China Sea is rich in oil and gas. There's massive amounts of proven or probable reserves, according to the Department of Energy, like 11 billion barrels of oil and 200 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. So she didn't fly over that. And plus, our naval assets were never deployed in the South China Sea. They were deployed east of Taiwan and near Japan. So we just stayed away from the South China Sea. So here's my thinking. There was an agreement because of her visit that the U.S. basically has recognized the sovereignty of China over this massive territory of the South China Sea. And just to give you an example how big this area is that we're talking about, it's almost 1.5 million square miles. 1.5 million square miles is half the size of the continental United States.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a big territory. Now, maybe the Chinese don't have all of that, but for sure they have a million square miles. So that's everything west of the Mississippi except Texas, basically. So that's it. So I think they cut a deal. Now, it might be tentative, but I think they cut a deal. And we'll probably see this emerge gradually over time, in the future. So I think that's why they took that crazy route across Borneo and then up to Taiwan. And then, of course, we had the White House throwing Nancy under the bus.
Uh-huh.
And it was very unusual. They had as a spokesman, not the regular lady who is at the White House, but they had John Kirby. John Kirby is the longstanding, fairly well-respected spokesman, not for the White House, but for the Department of Defense.
Right.
So all of a sudden he pops up at the White House, okay, and he says, he had a question about Nancy and her statements that basically she's recognizing the independence of Taiwan away from China, which has never been the American policy. The American policy has always been the one China policy that does not recognize Taiwan's independence from China. So she said something to that effect. And so John Kirby, in response to the question, he says, well, no, she can speak for herself.
She's not speaking for us.
Yeah, he didn't even say, she's speaking for, Democrats in the House, and she's the speaker. He didn't say that. He said, oh, she's speaking for herself, and our position is the one China policy. We do not recognize the independence of Taiwan. We do not recognize the independence of Taiwan. Well, he couldn't be more emphatic, right?
Right.
So, it comes back to one of the discussions we had previously on the broadcast. Who is in control? Right? Mm. And, of course, Joe didn't say anything. He was on the phone with the mask. He knows nothing. I know nothing about this.
I see nothing. Yeah, Sergeant Schultz, for sure. Now, Professor, I'm going to leave a little cliffhanger here. We need to take our last break. But there was a second flight that followed the same path as Nancy's plane, right?
Yeah, that's right.
And was on that?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Oh well, we're not going to talk about that right now. Folks are going to have to hang around.
We'll be right back with that cliffhanger and more as we continue our visit with Professor Paul Michael Wiebe right here on the Exploring Energy Radio Show. Don't you dare go anywhere.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean Wilson and Butch Black.
I knew for me professionally that I wanted to be one of those guys that did a little bit of everything surgically. So whether it's conditions such as arthritis and nerve compression, whether it's in your neck or your back and pain going down your leg, some people call it sciatica, joint replacement, lumbar spine stuff, sports injuries, hand injuries, I've always wanted to do a little bit of everything, and this is the kind of place you can do that. I had a lot of push from some of the guys who trained me to go do a fellowship and then come back to Oklahoma City and subspecialize. And I just couldn't see myself doing that. I really enjoy all aspects of orthopedic surgery and wanted to continue that.
He's the orthopedic surgeon at Great Plains Regional Medical Center, Dr. Riley Winham.
The phone number is 580-339-7540.
Great Plains Regional Medical Center, the care you trust right here. What's a donor wall?
One that we've done recently was a fraternity house, and they had a large renovation project. And we all know that doesn't come cheap. So what they do is they have donors that are listed, say, in platinum level, gold level, silver level. They will actually list those donors on a wall in a prominent place in their facility. And so we've done that with Quartz Mountain Lodge. Whenever they were doing the renovating there, the library has a nice area that has some of the people that were responsible for that, as well as the pavilions. A lot of people love to give to their community or their organizations that they belong to. I think it's important, and it's important to show that people care enough to give. I think it's good for future generations there, too. Willis Granite Products is the name of our company. We're contacted through our website, willisgranite.com.
I absolutely love my dog, but the constant shedding, not so much. But then I got a Swiffer Sweeper pet kit, and it is amazing. These super thick cloths pick up a crazy amount of hair. Just look at all that. And that was from just one swipe. And the best part? Sweeper's so much easier to maneuver than a broom or a vacuum, easily getting around chairs and under the couch. You're right. Now I can focus on you, not your shedding. Swiffer Sweeper Pet Kit. Because shed happens.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
Could you use up
to $7,500 to jumpstart your future? The people of Oklahoma Oil and Natural Gas are looking for the next generation of game changers who will find new and more efficient ways to produce the energy that fuels our life. That's why they're providing scholarships to students interested in pursuing a degree in the oil and natural gas industry. They need your energy. If you want to be the future of energy, visit oerb.com/scholarships to apply today.
The Exploring Energy Show with Sean and Butch.
Okie dokie. DCP Services LLC offering fully insured contract pumpers, roustabout services, backhoes, tractors, forklifts, mowing, trenching, the whole deal. They rebuild Chemray valves and controls, rebuild Western Chemical pumps, and they sell and repair Texam solar pumps and other solar pumps as well. For pumping, roustabout, or wireline services, because their wireline division has both braided and slickline capabilities, call Jeff Davis, 580-660-0501. 660-0501 or Butch Black, 580-303-1886. And their supply house for pipe valves and fittings geared toward pipeline processing and production is located at 317 North Van Buren. Get a hold of Ernie Barker, 580-339-1773, 339-1773. And David A. Guest, he is a certified mineral manager, well over 35 years in the business. He'll treat you fairly. He'll treat you squarely. I promise you, I know David. He is a man of integrity. He will treat you right. He's a buyer of royalties from estates, probates, trusts, and bankruptcies. He's also a trusted source for mineral management. Call David A. Guest today, 405-341-8698, 405-341-8698. Getting back to the phone line now with our very own Professor Paul Michael Wiebe. Okay, Professor, we talked about Nancy's little track to Taiwan and the roundabout way, and then there was a second plane that was being tracked. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, I will provide you some insider information.
Good. you always do, my brother.
Yeah. Well, her flight designation, Nancy's, was SPAR-19, S-P-A-R-19. That's a tracker. And this other plane that took off from Okinawa, and it's an Air Force jet identical to what she was flying on, is, you know, was called SPAR-20. So in all probability, it was carrying a, you know, military security team following her. It could also, you know, be used, as I'm sure it was, as a decoy. So that followed her into Singapore and Kuala Lumpur and Malaysia, and then took the same path that her flight took. And, you know, they went way around the South China Sea and up to Taiwan and Japan, I believe. So that's the second flight. And, you know, a lot of speculation. There may be other folks in that flight. But my conclusion, it was, you know, security team monitoring, you know, the developments around Taiwan and the Chinese live fire exercises that were being held at that time. So right now, you know, I think indeed that these two flight paths were a message to the Chinese that the United States said, hey, the South China Sea is pretty well yours, and, you know, that's a trade-off for, you know, Nancy going to Taiwan and almost starting World War III or, you know, something similar.
What business did she even have down there? I mean, what purpose did it serve? A self-serving purpose for her? Like, say, hey, here's what I did. I went. I mean, what? Why even go?
Well, one of the reasons that folks are speculating about is, well, first of all, there was really no reason to go. We have a Secretary of State who
sure
does this sort of thing, right? You know, speakers don't do this foreign policy issue. However, there's a lot of speculation that, you know, she was there for business, money-making business, maybe, because her husband, Waka Wino Paul, you know.
Yeah, Mr. DUI. Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he got arrested. And by the way, people don't know this, but It was a head-on collision. He crossed over the, you know, the
median
lane separator.
Wow! Yeah.
And it was a collision, and the other passenger in the oncoming car was injured. You know, so there was actually an injury in that car accident. It was a Porsche, his Porsche, against a Jeep. You know, so there you go. And now he's facing possibly under misdemeanor charges. 5 years probation, 5 days in jail, and so forth. Anyways, he's a multi-millionaire. So we've got another oligarch here, right? Another multi-millionaire. And according to, you know, the leader of the Republicans in the House, Kevin McCarthy, there's going to be an investigation when the Republicans take the House to look at the insider trading that Nancy was involved with through her husband, who benefited, you know, greatly from this. Now, one of the insider trading issues is that he traded successfully, you know, with hundreds of thousands of dollars benefit on forthcoming legislation in Congress to the benefit of U.S. Tech firms like Apple and NVIDIA, N-V-I-D-I-A. And, you know, what NVIDIA and Apple do, of course, they buy or import semiconductors, you know, chips, from the largest semiconductor maker in the world, which is TSMC in Taiwan. And guess where Nancy went?
Taiwan.
And to the huge manufacturing plant, TSMC, which sends these semiconductors to NVIDIA, yeah, which her husband, Paul, was able to buy lots of shares on and benefit greatly. So she sat down with the chairman of the semiconductor manufacturer in Taiwan, and they had a nice, you know, private discussion. And, you know, so I guess that's the definition of insider trading, really.
Yeah, and guess who paid for the trip over? I did. You did. Anybody that pays taxes did.
Yeah, and I heard figures that the trip and all of that, you know, cost taxpayers between $60 and $90 million.
So okay, I just lost my breath. $60 to $90 million.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, yeah, that was worth it. Because yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, she had to sit down with, you know, the CEO of the company that manufactures the products that her husband has been buying stock from, who, you know, based on legislation that she's shepherding through the House. I mean, there's no connection there. There is nothing to see there. It's all conspiracy.
Yeah,
theory.
Nothing
all
to see.
It, you know.
Okay, now, speaking of that, okay, now, Professor, we got about 3 minutes left, but I wanted to ask you, last week you were on the show, you were talking about them trying to arrest Donald Trump. Okay, yeah. And then some of that stuff came out in the mainstream media like the following day. My question is this January 6th Unselect Committee, basically, they're bulldogging this thing, and they're trying. Is there any movement forward that Trump is going to be implicated in any shape, way, or form? Any further information on this?
Well, what they're doing, okay, and people need to take this seriously. This is not just a show trial, as a lot of people say. This is very serious. And what they're doing is they're building a case. Now, the case is bogus, but nevertheless, they're building a case that the Department of Justice can use to place an indictment, a charge, against President Trump, conspiracy charge, obstruction charge, against government proceedings. Now, the whole idea here is to tie him up in legal proceedings, you know, criminal charges, right, so that he will not be able to run for 2024 as president, as a, you know, Republican presidential nominee. That's the whole objective. Now, in order to charge them, they have to build a plausible case. Since they have the Department of Justice already launching a massive investigation quietly behind the scenes on these very
charges, Are you still? Oh, man. Yeah. Well, we'll need to pray for that. Professor, as always, a bevy of information inside. We appreciate you and your willingness to be a part of this show and getting up so early to do it, man. No doubt about it. So, Professor, until we speak again, and I know you and I stay in communication, so thank you so much for that. Have a blessed day, and maybe go back to bed and get you some sleep.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate it.
Professor Paul Michael Wiebe, ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed today's show. On behalf of Butch Black, who'll be back tomorrow, I'm Sean Wilson. Thanks so much for listening. I promise we'll talk again. You're tuned to 96.5 KUCO in Elk City. Have yourself a great day.